Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The FT reports that Volkswagen plans to shut at least three German plants, axe tens of thousands of jobs and slash pay by 10%. The company's top employee representative said yesterday. The restructuring would mark the first closure of domestic plants in the company's 87-year history and set it up for a battle with powerful unions in Germany, where VW has 300,000 employees. There are 10 plants which are part of VW's core brand and could potentially be closed. Europe's largest carmaker has warned that radical measures are needed as it faces intense competition from China, slowing sales across other major markets, and the need to navigate the costly transition to electric vehicles. It recently issued its second profit warning in 3 months, blaming a challenging market environment. VW said it would not comment on speculation about the confidential talks with the union IG Metall and the Works Council, adding that the company was at a crucial point. The company's Works Council represents VW employees and holds half the seats on the supervisory board. Fergal O'Connor in the Sunday Independent reports that Aer Lingus is to reduce its staff numbers as it struggles with the twin challenges of the Dublin Airport passenger cap and poor profitability. The airline's CEO, Lynn Embleton, warned staff in a video message that Aer Lingus's profitability is bottom of the pile among airlines owned by its parent group, IAG. The airline declined to comment, but an informed source said that there were plans for a broad-based redundancy scheme at the airline, but there would be a reduction in numbers that would mean some localised redundancies. The cuts would largely be achieved through attrition and a freeze on hiring, the source said. But Embleton told staff, Aer Lingus staff, that Aer Lingus is to ground one A330 aircraft and scale back the use of its A320 fleet by the equivalent of three aircraft, with further changes possible. This would make room for the planned introduction of eight Airbus A321 XLRs in the fleet. The Irish Examiner reports that Boeing has announced moves to raise as much as $19 billion as it tries to shore up its finances amid costly worker strike and an ongoing crisis with the safety of its airplanes. The US manufacturer said it would sell 90 million common shares, raising about $14 billion, plus another $5 billion in depository shares. The company had last week said that it was hoping to raise up to $25 billion in new capital through a stock and debt offering, plus a separate $10 billion through a credit facility with a consortium of lenders.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.